WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral mining, oil and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release four bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Severson, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks beat the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks were down by 10 at the half, but came back strong in the fourth quarter, defeating the Miami Heat 120-113. Giannis and Damian Lillard were limited, but that opened the door for players like Kyle Kuzma and Kevin Porter Jr., known as Kuz and Scoot. Doc Rivers:
I think Scoot scored a couple of times, then Kuz gets a rebound, breaks out, creates a basket, then Scoot goes back to it. Just gives us a lot of speed, and we try to make sure we have one roller, and I think it's a good fit.
The Bucks head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. College hoops, the Badgers now 21-6 after losing to Oregon. In overtime Saturday, they host Washington 8 p.m. tomorrow night at the Kohl Center. Marquette is at home tomorrow night against Providence. The Golden Eagles have lost 4 of their last 6 games. And the Milwaukee Panthers losing to Robert Morris 72-59. Robert Morris in first place in the Horizon League. The Panthers dropped to 5th. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, good morning. I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today. We'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46. Right now, 40 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on this show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
People that are struggling out there because of these f***ing billionaires. And they got us all arguing liberal and conservative. We got to stop doing that. Like, I am so tired of hearing about people going to bed worried about what's going to happen next week. There is so much fucking money in this country, and there's so much work being done, you know. And if you work a full fucking week at a job, you should be able to pay your fucking rent. You shouldn't have to go out and get a job and still be struggling. It's bad for the country because then the kids don't see their parents and they're not getting the upbringing that they need. It's so fucking, these fucking billionaires, they need to be put down, you know, like fucking rabid dogs. They're like rabid with fucking greed and just going out and just dividing everybody.
What a beautiful, beautiful day coming up. Oh, my God, please pinch me. I must be dreaming.
Feels friend. Like spring.
We're going to, what, get up to 50-something or other? Well, we're going to find out in just a minute.
Your phone is talking to you.
My phone is talking to me?
Is it you?
Oh, God, it's my laptop.
Are you watching videos while doing the show again?
Yeah, I just thought it would be fun, you know. And then I could just kind of describe what's going on in the video. And
sure.
It's not like we haven't done that before.
Right. Yeah. Well, here it is Monday.
It is. Yeah. It's a Monday, all right.
24th mm-hmm. day of February. Last week of February here. And it's kind of damp outside this morning just because everything's melting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And we got a little bit of a breeze, so there's no real fog problems. But, it's all that snow that we had last week.
Yeah, it's almost gone completely, isn't it?
Yeah. It's 42 degrees already. 42.
Unless they had a gigantic hair dryer that they send the guy out on the street blowing against the snow drifts.
No, I don't think that happened. Good though.
Yeah. Hey, that's an idea, huh? Let's try that one.
Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Where do you think they take all the snow once they shovel it away off of State Street? Because they were out here before you guys got here loading it up into a dump truck. Where do you think they dump it at?
Right in the lake.
Yeah.
All the salt. All. I don't know. No. I would not know where they would
put
it. Good
question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually they take it to some like abandoned parking lot. Area, you know,
just create a giant pile.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I've seen those in the bigger cities. They have those big piles of snow.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to know what the afternoon high may be today?
Well, yeah, let's get out the bar dice.
Bar dice? Where's the bar dice?
I told you I lost them. They're really, really small. I'll find them one of these days.
Well, what are we going to use for a backup plan? What do you got? What's handy?
Well, you've got three options. We've got the weather roulette wheel, we've got the weather lottery balls, or we've got the weather one-armed bandit.
One-armed bandit. Let's go with
Let's go with that. Time. Yep.
Let's gamble
three
a little
numbers
bit.
Up. First number, 0, 4, 2.
There you go. Oh, and it pays out.
We hit the jackpot.
Well, of course we
hit
the jackpot.
Oh, wait, 49. It's beautiful out here. 49 that was supposed to be.
Oh, really?
For a high. Yeah.
49. Oh.
That 9 looked like a 2 for a second. My eyes, I need new glasses.
No, okay. You don't. You've got new glasses.
Oh, that's right. It's 10 minutes past the hour. Did you have a good weekend, John?
Yeah. I had a great weekend. I did. I'm, trying to put two apartments together for my guys.
Two apartments.
Well, yeah, the one in the basement where they both lived. It's now just one person, so we've got to change things around dramatically. And then upstairs, we have to put TV in. We've got to put Ethernet in. We've got to kind of wire the place up.
You said that one wouldn't be jealous of the other if they moved upstairs. What do you have to do downstairs now?
Well, now there's this big vacant space where there was a bed and some other things. And I have a giant rack that I got from WIBA-FM.
You inherited it?
A giant album rack, yep. Filled with albums. By the way, the albums are from Q106. When they changed formats... I got a lot of those records.
You acquired those.
I acquired those, yes.
They said, get them out of here. Anybody just up for grabs.
Yeah.
Just take them.
Yeah. So now I have this big stand. I have to move to another room.
Oh, man.
Thousands and thousands of albums.
Well, really, that many?
The frustrating thing about these albums is that there are probably a few in there that are worth a lot of money. Lots of money.
Yeah.
And sadly... there's no way to kind of research that.
Oh, I've got a couple of books you can borrow.
Well, it seems kind of crazy. By the way, is KTEL a valuable commodity?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
John, what was the last time you sat down and listened to an album anyway?
I want to, but I haven't really in a long
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
That's true.
Exactly.
There are some rare albums out there that you wouldn't think would be that rare.
Right.
But there's a pressing of Led Zeppelin's second album that is really rare.
Mm.
And
is it on special vinyl or some sort of colored vinyl?
It has a pre-printing message on the interior of the of the vinyl.
Yeah.
Where they
used to write stuff in there. Etch it. Yep.
And for whatever reason, that pressing was slightly off or something was weird with it, and they only made so many copies, and then they redid the pressing.
Hmm.
And those Led Zeppelin II albums, some of them are worth $2,500.
Jeez.
I know.
Well, if it made the song sound any better, that'd be great.
Not a big Led Zeppelin fan.
No,
huh?
No.
Really?
Never was. No, they overplayed Zeppelin back when.
Yes, that's true.
And that was a problem.
Yeah, especially Stairway to Heaven, which we heard a gazillion times.
Exactly.
Ever and ever.
Yeah. Some of the other songs are really fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good.
First two, three albums.
Yeah.
Excellent stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, let's take a look at the National Day calendar. What do you say?
Well, I think that would be a great idea. I'm just casually moving along here this morning. I did finally finish watching the 3-hour event of the season, the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
I
finally have your review?
I finished it, yeah. Mm-hmm. I finished it, and I disagree with you. I think McCartney wasn't as bad as you said he was vocally.
Well, I didn't say he was bad. It was just his voice was a little rough.
Well,
it was still heartfelt.
The guy's 98.
Not quite, but you're close. He's 83.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay, but it sounded good.
Yeah.
He sounded good. He picked the song.
Well, yes.
So
yes.
He felt like he could sing those notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll hand it to him. He came really close.
Yes. It was a little, like I mentioned last week, he did 3 gigs in New York that week before Saturday night.
Right.
Wore
himself out.
At the ballroom.
Didn't plan that well.
No.
The two guitarists he had, though, were fantastic, man. Those guys are good.
Yeah. They've been with him more than 20 years.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah, Rusty and I forget the other guy's name.
That one guy looks like such a rock and roller, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got the look.
Yeah. Other guy looks a little like B.J. Thomas.
Yes, he does. Doesn't he? That's right. Yeah.
I thought it was B.J. Thomas. Says he's still
That's
alive?
That's funny. Yeah.
But anyway, fantastic. He had a little duet thing going. You know, I mean, they were going back and forth. A little guitar war.
Right.
Yeah. And that was cool.
It was good.
Yeah.
You know, good way to wrap up the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
what did I do this weekend? I watched the grandkids. Thanks for asking.
Well, no, I knew that. I knew that. You mentioned that before we left on Friday.
I was doing my grandparenting duties.
Yeah. Well, how did that go?
Oh, it was just, you know, always chaos.
Always chaos. Yep. Lock away all the stuff.
Yes. Yes, I did. And it was good. We were going to go to the Madison Children's Museum.
Yes. That would have been fantastic.
Well, the kids had other plans.
Oh.
They did not want to go in there at all.
Really?
Yeah, would not even approach the building.
Oh, no. You took them down here and everything?
Yeah,
They wouldn't go in?
No. They for whatever reason, they had it in their minds that we were going to go get something to eat.
Oh.
Suddenly, and we said, well, no, we'll go eat after we do the museum, because it was like 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock, something like that. And they just couldn't take it.
Wow.
Wasn't going to do it.
Short stack? And
so they didn't want to go to short stack. Got to go to Culver's, you know.
Oh, God. Culver's. There's no Culver's down here.
Not downtown, no. There's one off of Fish Hatchery over by, over by Dara Hay.
But if Culver is listening, there's probably an empty building down on State Street.
Probably.
For Culver's.
Anyway, Sam, do you have a good weekend before we get to the National
Day I
calendar?
Did. I told you before the show, I couldn't remember what I did over the weekend.
That's true.
Yeah. Not that I had that much fun, but I just couldn't remember it. Yesterday, maybe I shouldn't say this on air in case the movie industry comes after me, but I found about 15 reels worth of 35mm film that I went and bought up north of the Dells. Two whole movies in there.
No,
so
really?
I'll be checking that out.
Wow,
soon.
You've got the projectors for it, that's for sure.
I'm rebuilding a pair of projectors, yeah.
Yeah.
And I run the ones down at UW, so I'll check them out down there.
Do you have good speakers for these projectors?
Because I have
obviously,
no speakers yet.
No speakers. Well, that's.
Well, okay. I'll pick some up somewhere.
All right.
All right, well, let's get to the National Day calendar here.
All right, we can't put it off anymore.
No, we can't. None of these are really spectacular.
No.
But one of them, well, we'll see.
All right.
What is it? What is it or is it not? Is it National Bagpipe Day? Is it National Tortilla Chip Day? National Baked Potato Day? Or National Harmonica Day? Which one of those does not belong, John?
It's not Baked Potato Day.
Well, you're right. It's not Baked Potato Day.
Yeah.
Sam, you care to take a guess?
It's not Bagpipes Day.
You're right, too.
Why would there be a day for bagpipes?
Why? Oh. You're right, too.
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
In fact,
there we go.
Three out of four of those are bogus days. It's not National Bagpipe Day, Baked Potato Day, or National Harmonica Day. It's National Tortilla Chip Day. Who doesn't love tortilla chips?
Oh, we eat too many of those at home.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Like the salsa or the ranch? What do you do?
Salsa.
Yeah.
Some really nice restaurant style salsa. Not the big chunky salsa. I hate that stuff.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like the chunky salsa at all.
Yeah, that makes me sad. Okay. 18 minutes past the hour.
Sorry to break your heart, man.
We're just getting started on a Monday morning. It's John and Gordy and coming back with history notes with producer Sam. Stay with us.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry, you're
hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Matt Nair on air.
Oh, Randy Manner is here.
What can you do about this? Focus on what you can impact. Find the courage to speak up to your elected official. If you are silent, then your elected official at the local, state, or federal level will think you completely agree with whatever it is you're doing.
Silence equals acceptance.
Correct.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, Johnny Gordy in the morning.
21 minutes past the hour. You can call us or text us. Use the Civic Media app. You can do it right from the app, or you can call us at 608-879-8255 or text us. Yeah. Hey, this reminder, the Best of Madison nominations are now open.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
They've been open for a while, and we've just discovered it. So we're trying to make up for lost time. You can't do that necessarily. You can't backdate writing in this stuff.
But you can enter once a day. If you find our show to your liking, you know, we'd love to have your nomination for Best Radio Team. Just go to channel3000.com. Click on Best of Madison, then go to the Arts and Entertainment category. We're arts and entertainment.
That's right. Aren't we? We are the arts part of it.
Find Best Radio Team and then type in John and Gordy and register. You can vote every single day now until the end of the month.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. And then that's the nomination process.
I thought you wrote down the simpler link to get there.
I did. MadisonMagazine.com/BOM. Right?
Yes. Just go to madisonmagazine.com/BOM, and then you don't got to click on like three different pages to get there.
You don't got to?
Yeah.
Okay.
you don't got to. BOM, Best of Madison.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, get those entries in.
Well, sounds like a fun thing to do.
John, over to you.
Get the whole family involved.
Yeah.
You can.
Get everybody who has an email and tell them to send in an entry or nomination. And then at the end of the month, they tabulate all those. And then there's another round.
Yeah.
In June.
Well, I think there's just one. I think this picks the top three.
Yes.
And then you vote on that after the month of February.
That's what we're given to understand. Yeah. Yes. Over to you.
All right,
John.
Now that we've figured. No, over to me.
We're
supposed
to
open up the history book.
Yes, open it up. Forget about that.
Or go online.
It's been dusty all weekend in here.
I need to pull out a vacuum. I'm not dusting it. We're pulling up the digital version today.
Here we go. Well, it's quick this morning.
Yeah. Whole 56K.
All right. Well, what happened on this date?
Today,
February 24th
in 1848, what's known as the February Revolution begins, which led to the Second French Republic. So after the first French Revolution in the 1700s, they had Napoleon, who was an emperor, and then they had the monarchy again for like 30, 40 years. And then along came another revolution in 1848. And started first in France, and there it actually resulted in a change of government. But it swept across Europe. There were a bunch of like revolts and attempted revolutions in a number of countries, but it was most successful in France. The other countries kind of kept their monarchies for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Man.
No words?
No, well, I'm stunned by the information.
I'm just saying all the change of monarchies here, you know. I mean, we're going through one right now, so. Right.
Yeah, we're going a little bit backwards right now.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. We've forgotten what it's like. We want to give it a try again. Right? Let's see what else we got. Today in 1867, the very first presidential impeachment in the U.S., Andrew Johnson was impeached on this day.
Mm-hmm. And why was he impeached? Sam, do you recall? What did he do?
I
that
am
was
not
so bad?
Super brushed up on my Civil War history, but he succeeded Abraham Lincoln. And he, I believe, tried to change all of Lincoln's appointments.
Yes.
And Congress didn't like that.
He wasn't a fan of letting slavery go. He wanted to reinstate it.
Yeah.
Oh,
big problem.
Wow.
So,
yeah, not good. Good thing he was impeached, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
Today in 1917, the Zimmerman telegram. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Zimmerman telegram.
The Zimmerman telegram.
Bob Dylan sent a telegram in 1917?
Wrong Zimmerman.
Oh.
World War I history. So Germany sent a telegram, an encoded cryptic telegram to Mexico, basically talking to their State Department saying that if you join the war, World War I, against the United States and with Germany – and if we win, then you're going to get your territory back from the United States. So like New Mexico, parts of Texas, they were going to get that territory back. That telegram got intercepted by the British, and the British leaked it to the United States. And when they found out that Germany and Mexico were going to be in cahoots with each other, we were not happy about that. And that partially contributed to us joining the war.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Interesting.
And the last thing I got on my list today in 1980 – 2 days after the Miracle on Ice in the 1980 Lake Placid Winter Olympics, the U.S. takes gold after 2 days after beating the Russians. I forget what team they played after that, but that
I forget
got their gold spot.
Which team was that? I don't remember, but that was
we beat them easily, so it doesn't matter.
It was quite the thing.
Yeah.
1980. Okay.
And
any
birthdays that we should mark down on the calendar in case we didn't write it down already?
It's Steve Jobs' birthday, co-founder of Apple.
It happened on this day, as if you care.
Just another reminder, the Best of Madison nominations are now open. In case you've enjoyed what you've heard so far this morning.
Looks like we blew that.
What is so funny, John?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, man. You know, it's a Monday, right? And we're given that.
Yeah.
It's everybody's okay to come in a little slow.
Yeah, a little punchy.
Yeah. But
that's what it is.
I do want to mention, coming up a little bit later on, the big story.
Yeah.
The big story of the town halls that went wrong for Republicans across the United States.
Oh, boy, did they go wrong.
They did.
Wow.
It got so much attention that Rachel Maddow put a compilation together, and our two individuals here in the state made it on there. Glenn Grothman and...
Yeah? Who?
And...
I don't know.
And... Who?
I'm not coming up with it. Who,
okay. Well,
do you know who it is? Is it a surprise?
It'll be a surprise later on.
Ron Johnson?
No.
Who knows?
Mm-mm, no. Mm. You know, Ron Johnson doesn't have too many town halls.
You're right.
I think he does digital town halls where he doesn't have to face people. You know, he just likes to talk to them online, you know.
Well, we'll have those coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to keep us in suspenders
Suspenders, put them on.
Okay. 29 past the hour. Idiocracy's right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It might be a little early to say farmers are excited about the growing season of 2025, but they should get excited about some of the research that will be happening. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jonathan Gibbs is the president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. He's also a grower himself from the Fox Lake area. He said during their recent board meeting, they approved research projects right here within our borders that are designed to help improve the return on investment for Wisconsin soybean growers in a couple different ways.
As far-fetched as it kind of sounds, we're looking at a project that's using, maybe microphones to listen for insects. And, you know, is that something we could deploy out in the field and use in our crop management to predict when we're going to have insect issues or when we need to treat or something like that? So we're always looking at our tried and true stuff, but we're trying to stay on the cutting edge of research, too.
Jonathan Gibbs, president of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, he said many of the research projects they've approved are multi-year projects, all designed to try to continue to pull results together that improve Wisconsin farmers' bottom line and their overall production. Markets coming your way in just a moment.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a penny and a half to 180. 40-pound block cheese stood still, finished the week at $1.90, while the AA butter dropped 0.75 cents to 241 and a half per pound. Just a quick reminder, we've got the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin annual business meeting on the horizon. Mark the dates down, won't you? March 12th and 13th. It's back at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. For details, go to pdpw.org. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter and you won't miss a thing connected to Wisconsin agriculture. Simple to do. Just submit your email address at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, good morning, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny today, we'll see a high near 51. Chance of rain tonight, 30 degrees. Sunshine and near 50 for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, chance of rain, a low of 31. Chance of rain Wednesday, 47. Thursday, mostly sunny, 46.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Right now at Verlo, you save big on your new mattress during our President's Day sale. At Verlo, we make a better mattress at a better price that's backed with our lifetime comfort guarantee. We make all of our mattresses locally and pass the savings on to you. And for a limited time, all of our adjustable bases are on sale. You don't want to miss our President's Day sale. Wake up, sleep better. Verlo.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Mm-hmm.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot!
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
What? What the f*** is going on around here?
Holy s***!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time on this program, we feature a lot of what's going on in the country right now, and a lot of it can be compared to the movie Idiocracy.
That's right. It is 6:35. We'll get to Idiocracy in just a moment after I mention to you that this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show on WMDX is being brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank, celebrating their 65th anniversary, providing commercial and residential landscape management to our area. Here in Madison, they've been doing that for 28 years. And you've probably seen some of their work at Hilldale, also the Wisconsin Institute for Discovery on the UW campus, and around the grounds of the state capitol. You can check out their information at davidjfrank.com. They have expertise in sustainability, and that's made them the go-to company for green roofs and water conservation and reclamation projects, too. Go to davidjfrank.com for more information.
All right. Now let's get to a little bit of the problems we're experiencing in this country. Prices are up. After a full month of promises that everything is going to be cut in half, the price of eggs, food, gasoline, buying a house, the whole thing. Everybody got that promise. I know I did. And let's check in and see what's going on in the country.
Okay, right?
The price of eggs up 23%.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Ouch.
The price of sugar is up 16.7%. The price of lumber is up 4.6%. The price of natural gas is up 17.4%. The price of wheat is up 8.4%. The price of corn is up 3.4%. Price of gas is up.
Yeah.
Electricity is up. The price of soybeans is up. The price of cheese is up.
A lot of things going
on. So what's happening here?
Yeah, that seems like...
This is going in the wrong direction, I think.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. Might want to mention that to some of these mega friends that we all have out
there. Something real unusual happened to me over the weekend. I bought eggs for the first time in a month over the weekend.
Yeah.
Last time I bought some, about 3 weeks, a month ago, they were like $9 a dozen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I swore it off after that. Yesterday, I found some for $4 at Willie Street Co-op. I don't know if they've got like their secret stash of hens or something.
I bet they do.
But I'm thankful I got eggs again.
Yeah, that
but
deal.
Everything else is still crazy expensive. You're right.
But that's great. That's fantastic. Good to know, and a good place to shop for eggs.
Okay.
Now there'll be a big run on that.
Everybody's going to line up at Willie Street
again. Hey, can we? Can we get to that cut? I wanted to play it last week. It's Ron James, a comedian from Canada.
Okay. You know,
we played one cut twice, but it bared repeating. Why don't we play this one? This is cut 132, and I think he has a few things to say about the Trump administration. Let's check it out.
In his first year, Trump's approval rating dipped as low as 33%. This is supposed to be his honeymoon phase. 33%, syphilis polls higher. But none of this matters to his base, because the rot goes far deeper than this bejeweled, vacuous charlatan they elected, who, when he's not browbeating the needy from his bully pulpit, is barking a bogus promise of salvation to his legions of lost and defiantly blind disciples, all praying for deliverance from their fast food, hate fuel, boob tube, fake news, marginalized lives of angry alienation, everyone mesmerized by the myth of American exceptionalism and its attendant infantile magical belief they'll finally get what they've been told they deserve, regardless of living in a nation where their hope has long since been broken, courtesy of a rigged system of casino crony capitalism run by the very kind of creatures who crawl from the swamp the mutant they voted for claimed he'd drain. Uh, And it's all enabled by a ruthless collection of diamond-crusted, helmet-haired, fundamental Christian fascists whose fealty to the man from Galilee they worship makes a mockery of everything he stood for. Which, if I recall Sunday school, never, ever, once involved Jesus grabbing Mary Magdalene by the...
Oh, Canada.
But perhaps I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, Canada. All right. Well, you know, Canada's throwing a lot of stuff at the U.S. now.
And, yeah, lately.
And they threw some video together I thought was kind of interesting, comparing Justin Trudeau to Trump. Well, that's
really?
An amazing comparison. So why don't we check out Cut 131 and juxtapose the two individuals and see who's brilliant and who isn't.
Okay. Normal computers work either there's power going through a wire or not.
It's this is
one
Trudeau.
Or a zero. They're binary systems. What quantum states allow for is much more complex information to be encoded into a single bit. Regular computer bit is either a one or a zero, on or off. A quantum state can be much more complex than that because, as we know, things can be both particle and wave at the same times, and the uncertainty around quantum states allows us to encode more information into a much smaller computer. So that's what's exciting about quantum computing,
yeah.
And that's what we're
doing.
Nailed it.
You know what uranium is, right? Thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
Yeah,
that's it.
Bad things.
They put that together, just kind of rubbing it in just a little bit more. If they just could do that to us. Oh, I'm beginning to think that maybe we should move up there, you know, and just leave all of this craziness behind, right?
Yeah. You got
maybe.
Your passport updated?
Not yet, but I'm thinking about I am definitely thinking about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a lot of people are.
That's true. How about this? This is interesting. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth expressed disgust on social media recently after apparently receiving an IRS audit notice.
Wait a minute. Hegseth got an IRS notice?
Yes, him and his wife.
Oh.
Hegseth posted a photo of the notice that read, "We're auditing your federal income tax return. You owe a balance of $33,558.16.
Yeah.
You'd think he could have afforded the 16 cents at least.
Mm.
And it advised him to pay the balance due now to avoid additional penalties.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, I think, that he hasn't paid. Why hasn't he paid it? Anyway, he's blaming somebody else. Hegseth wrote, "Of course, the outgoing Biden IRS rushed an audit on the incoming Secretary of Defense. Like he knew that he would be the Secretary of Defense. Total sham," he wrote. "The party of norms and decency strikes again. We will never back down." What, paying your taxes on time? You Hegseth owes $33,558.16. What a whiner. You know, just pay the damn thing. One post read this after that tweet. "Aside from his calls to defy the IRS, this raises a myriad of questions, from the quality of the vetting that was done to his vulnerability to bribes." There you go. See? They notice these things, you know?
Sure.
People notice this stuff. You just can't just, you know, let it all happen.
Well,
right?
He's got plenty of money now. He can do that. He can pay that off.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
Get rid of that. Write a check.
Yeah, write that check. All right, now let's get to...
I guess he didn't pay that well at Fox Weekends. he needed more cash.
He must have been a stringer because he's got...
Maybe
part-timer or independent contractor.
Yeah.
Owes his taxes.
Right.
They normally take it out of his check.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, while we're talking about the IRS, IRS cuts have hit cities really, really hard. A lot of layoffs in individual cities all across the country, that handle IRS payments. I thought we'd play this. It's cut 153 here. Listen to this.
Joe, it looks like Joe Doge is not slowing down, and the IRS now is in the crosshairs.
Right. We've been talking about, it seems like every day or every other day, a different government agency facing the termination of some employees. And today appears to be the day for the Internal Revenue Service. Estimates range from anywhere between 5,000 to 7,000, 6,000 IRS employees could lose their jobs today. Andrew, I was just talking with our Scripps News Group station in Kansas City. They're prepping for around 1,000 layoffs in Kansas City, Missouri. A good reminder that this isn't just a D.C. story. There's a big IRS office in Kansas City, and 1,000 employees there are expected to lose their job. Union officials communicating this out to members in the last 12 hours or so. What employees are we talking about? That group, that subsect of federal workers known as probationary employees, who are employees on probation in the federal government. Well, oftentimes these are individuals who just joined that agency. Yes, people beginning their careers in public sector, but also they can be longtime civil servants. If you transferred from, let's say, the Department of Veterans Affairs over to the IRS, maybe you viewed the job as a promotion, you, in many cases, would be put on probation since it technically is a new job, again, for a year, perhaps for 2 years. These cuts expected to hit in the middle of tax season. The impacts unclear to the average taxpayer. The ultimate impact on the IRS here is going to be interesting for a variety of reasons. Remember what the Biden administration did. There was a policy in the Biden administration of giving the IRS more funding to hire more people so that the IRS could bring back more revenue for the federal government. So there's been a lot of new hires in the IRS in recent years. Obviously, the Trump administration has a very different view of the IRS. In fact, yesterday on Fox News, the Secretary of Commerce suggested that President Trump's ultimate goal may be to eliminate the agency and just have revenue coming into the United States through tariffs.
Yeah. Well, so what a great
idea, we'll be keeping an eye on this. Obviously, there's a concern about how this will impact taxpayers going forward. And that ultimate question that many people are asking this time of year, Andrew, where is my refund?
There's not enough people to write up those refunds.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing about relying just on tariffs alone, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't that turn the entire U.S. economy over to other countries?
Mm.
They could do anything they want to us at that point. Right?
Right. Yeah.
They could tank our economy instantly by not paying the tariff.
Well, yes.
I don't think that's a great idea.
Doesn't seem like it would be positive for us, no.
Pretty damn stupid. Okay, now.
Do we have this?
Should we
do we have time to play this cut?
Do we have time for this?
I think so. It's about 2 minutes. This is, maybe we don't have time, do we, Sam? He's shaking his head.
Okay, I've got another. I've got another story here. Yeah.
Okay.
There's a big boycott coming up on Friday. All right. Let's listen to cut 151 here. All right.
Okay. Boycott.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're fighting back.
Yes.
Consumers across the country are set to boycott companies who've retreated from diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and Donald Trump's push to eliminate them at the federal level. Could these planned consumer blackouts force companies to reverse course? Here's what we know now. What is planned for the February 28th consumer boycott?
The February 28th campaign is a 24-hour economic blackout. And so the idea there is don't spend money anywhere. So it doesn't particularly target one company, one retailer.
Which companies are being targeted in the consumer boycott?
The People's Union is also saying on March 7th through the 14th, they are boycotting Amazon. And then they've since announced a Nestle boycott March 21st through March 28th. And then another group is currently and indefinitely boycotting Target.
How could this strategy, which has worked for the political right, impact targeted businesses?
Similar to what the political right did do in terms of there were boycotts when they were pressuring these companies to rein back their DEI efforts. Folks who are doing these boycotts now are hoping to do the same thing, but get them to, instead of rolling back the DEI initiatives, bring them back.
Yep. There you go. So that's all coming up. Sadly, my wife's book is coming out on Amazon during their boycott week.
Oh, no.
I'm mad. And she's angry.
She's not happy about that, I'm sure.
Doesn't come out with a book every week, you know.
Oh, boy.
It's crazy stuff.
6:49, we'll come back with more of some idiocracy and a whole lot more on John and Gordy on WMDX.
The
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It may be cold in New York, but Midtown Manhattan is also the center of a red-hot controversy over something called congestion pricing. You see, last month, New York put a toll on most vehicles entering Manhattan's central business district from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. to cut traffic and emissions, and it's working. January saw a 7.9% reduction in traffic, and according to the governor's office, Broadway shows are selling out and foot traffic to local businesses is spiking. Or, as the New York Times put it, hey, people are walking here. Yeah. Now, obviously, this seems like a good thing, so Donald Trump ruined it. Yesterday, he posted, congestion pricing is dead. Manhattan and all of New York is saved. Long live the king. Yes, the classic domain of an all-powerful king. Yes, it's what all kings do, regulate local toll roads. Behold, Camelot has been saved, for I have pulled Excalibur from the median strip of the Cross Bronx Expressway. So, the president of these United States has called himself a king, which is the thing presidents are not supposed to do. Then White House social media posted this image with Trump wearing a crown. So, yeah, I agree. But you know, he's trolling us. And we shouldn't take the bait. But with this guy, every troll is a trial balloon. So, here we go. Mr. Trump, America will never bow before any king not named Burger. For he hath made us all part of the royal family. And we hunger for onion rings.
It's a gas.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. A little Stephen Colbert.
Yeah, you put on a Burger King crown at the end of that. That's where the crowd went wild.
Oh, man.
Remember they used to give those out at Burger King?
Yeah.
The crown? I don't know if they do that
anymore. Don't they do it still?
For the little kids?
I haven't been there
so they can wear
years, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get them for my kids. They never wore those.
I thought you were going to say, no, I used to get those things for myself.
Oh, my God.
It is 6:54 and 42 degrees. Yeah. A mild start this morning. Highs close to 50 today.
John? Well, you know, I've gotten so fed up with this thing where the right wing gets away with saying unanswered questions and we suspect as an excuse to do whatever they want to do, right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's always the hypothetical. And the hypothetical is something they won't answer to. They don't like hypotheticals. Uh-huh. When the media asks them a hypothetical, oh, they go off the Richter scale. Well, I don't answer hypotheticals. I just don't do that. But, you know, of course, you know, when it's handy, they come up with a hypothetical. Caroline Leavitt was caught with the hypotheticals. So
press secretary, right?
Yeah, the press secretary. She's out there, and she's a disaster, just like every one of them that Trump has put in that place.
Every press secretary.
They are awful, and they're terrible. One went on to be a governor. Oh, my God. All right, let's listen to Cut 168 here and check out what happened here.
Problem that needs to be fixed, and President Trump is going to fix it.
I'm sorry for
your fifth question.
I'm sorry for
Elena,
my interruption. Let me just follow up, because you said something that wasn't true, which is you said that they have found before that they believe there have been tens of millions of people who were receiving money who are dead on the Social Security list. The same report that you referred to said that almost none of those individuals are receiving money.
Peter, did you watch the full clip of the interview that
I did
when
watch the
I
clip, and we've played it, correct?
And I said there are a lot of unanswered questions, and we suspect there could be tens of millions of
and
people.
And I'm saying the IG report
so
says that almost none of them.
What I said is not true. In fact, it was true. That's a suspicion that this administration has, and we're committed to finding out the
but
truth.
But it's not based
Thank
in fact, because it says it's almost none of them have received Social Security.
There you go. So it's a suspicion, right? Mm. It's an unanswered question. And again, we suspect.
Okay.
You know, you can't base anything on that kind of stuff.
No.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing about voter fraud.
Yeah.
Right? We know it's happening. It's happening all over the place. We just can't find it. They're really good at voter fraud to the point where we can't find it, but we know it exists.
Mm.
There are a lot of unanswered questions about voter fraud. And, you know, we always suspect that there's something wrong there. Caroline Leavitt, comical in most every way possible. All right.
She's a piece of work. Yeah.
She is a piece of work.
Mm. Let me just mention something.
I know you do. Breaking news.
Yes. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at Furlow Mattress. Hey, guess what? This is the last week of the President's Day sales. I know President's Day was a couple of weeks ago, but they still have the sales going on this week only. You can still save up to $850 on some of their factory direct prices. Free 0% financing available for 6, 12, or even 18 months. And check them out on the east side of Madison or the west side of Madison. Those two locations in Madison have these sales going on this week, but you better get in there soon. Go to verlo.com for more information, John.
All right. As you know, Elon's AI Grok has been updated to Grok 3, I believe. And
Grok 3?
Yes. Yes, version 3. And and who are the people doing the most harm to America right now, according to Grok 3?
I don't know.
I mean, this is superior Grok, if you know what I'm talking about.
I'm not sure I do know what you're talking
about.
But
it did list a few names, and this is according to Grok.
Okay.
Who's doing the most harm to America right now?
Tell us.
Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and J.D. Vance.
Why, what a choice.
Yeah, I know. It's woke. Grok is woke. This is the second time Grok has proven to be woke.
Okay. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, oh boy, there were a bunch of town halls the last few days. We'll get to it.
Verlo is tariff-free.
Oh.
We should mention that.
Okay, good to know. Yeah, Rachel Maddow on the town hall disasters for the Republicans.
Great,
coming up.
Great stuff.
Let the sun shine.
It's the John Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor, Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com. 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Apple announced it will spend $500 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years, open a new factory in Houston, and hire about 20,000 American workers. It's a murkier picture for public sector employees. Elon Musk directed an email to the entire federal workforce telling them to reply with a list of accomplishments or face termination. But ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says there's been pushback from within the Trump administration as agency heads tell their workers to hold off on replying.
FBI Director Kash Patel ordering his workforce to pause any responses to the email, and leaders at the State Department and elsewhere saying no employee is obligated to report their activities outside of their department chain of command.
3 years since Russia invaded Ukraine, a Ukrainian government minister said teams from the U.S. and Ukraine are in the final stages of talks on a deal for U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. And Pope Francis remains hospitalized in critical condition. This is ABC News.